100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Weekly challenge time. I post the topic, you come up with the stories. And the topic is net. So let's go ahead and get right to them so that I don't have to talk so much with this stupid partial. And December 2nd is when they size me up for the crowns. Oh, God, can't freaking wait. Anyway, here are the stories.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Wife and Three Children. It was the mid-80s, and the river of money was running deep in the Bay Area. Unfortunately, my oldest friend had moved to the center of dying America. Farming communities in the Midwest were being depopulated by the effect of the Clean Water Act. He had bought a failing cake shop and gave it his all for 3 years. With a wife and three kids, Dan was always on the edge of going under. On one late night call, he told me he would measure the level of gas in his car to compute his current net worth. Times were tough. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
He sat on the edge of the bed, transfixed. As I slowly removed, first my blouse, then slipped out, of my skirt. I swear he was drooling. As I snapped off my suspender belt straps. Then slowly, and sensuously, began to roll my fishnet stockings down, and off. Dropping them carelessly on the floor, at his feet. His eyes filled with lust, as I teased off my lingerie. Then lust became horror and disgust. As I produced a scalpel and began peeling away my skin, exposing the muscle and sinew beneath, I beckoned to him. Your turn, lover boy.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here. I hope you had a great week. And here's my story. No one had ever seen such a gigantic bug. The mayor met with the police to come up with a plan. There was panic in town. And then came the models. The bug's wings flapped and flapped, creating a swoosh that made every aspiring model in town shake their manes. The others looked perplexed. The town was on the verge of collapse, and they struck poses. Suddenly, the bug flapped its wings faster, and everyone ran for shelter. Well, not the models. The bug flapped away while the models waved their arms in the air. No one saw them again. And this is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of norvillejoe.com. And this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 701 with the prompt of net. Here's my story. Surprised by Ms. Fruncio's request, Bilbert could only shrug. Okay, I guess. When Linoleum Amanda started to follow, the principal held up her hand like a traffic cop and said,
"No, just the boy."
At the side of the dance floor, Fruncio turned on Bilbert.
"I saw that guilty look on your face when the lights came on. Tell me what you had to do with this fiasco, and don't lie. You could easily be caught in the web of your own deception."
"My what?" Bilbert was truly confused.
"Don't toy with me, boy. I know you're guilty,"
Ms. Fruncio said. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic of net. It's been a while since I've done one of these. It's the Gospel according to Norman, the parable of the fisherman. "Verily I say unto you, there was once a fisherman who spent his entire day casting his net over the left side of his boat, yet caught no fish. His companions sat at the lakeside, laughing at his fruitless efforts. Later that day, the master came, walking towards him upon the surface of the water. 'My son, you must have faith. Cast your net over the other side and believe.' The master returned to the shore, where the disciples were waiting with pizza, fries, and cold beer. 'Can you believe that guy?' said the master, cracking open a bottle. That's me done. Speak to you soon. Goodbye."
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
"My Uncle Bob said that if you cast your net wide enough, you can catch pretty much anything. My Uncle Steve said that using a net to catch anything wasn't very sporting. Use a hook and bait. Now, that takes skill. Neither Uncle Bob nor Uncle Steve would catch any fish. So Uncle Jerry would pull out a stick of dynamite, light it, and toss it over the side. A whole lot of dead fish would float to the surface. He'd scoop them out with Uncle Bob's wide net. Uncle Steve shook his head. 'Dynamite's not very sporting either,' he said."
Let's wrap this week up. Thank you very much for everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week. And one a day until the day I die for all the latest stories, the archives. You can leave comments on each of these. You can do all sorts of things there. Anyway, the next topic is a pick two. Go to the website and see what the topic is. It's also up on the feed. And as always, keep it brief.